Matthew Lloyd for McDonald's. Get all your Macca's favourites delivered to your home with McDelivery. Fast, safe, contact-free.
Yes, Matthew Lloyd is here for McDonald's. Make sure you head to McCafe drive-thru and grab your favourite barista-made coffee today, as Lloydy did in his way in. We're now joined by the, well, I call him the fixture boss, but his actual title, Lloydy, is much longer than that. I'm not sure how he fits it on a business card or his front door at AFL House. Chief Financial Officer and GM of Broadcasting.
Oh, he's come a long way since he was looking after me on those footy trips back on the Essendon, in the Essendon days.
Is that right?
Travis Old. Great times to Trav and I.
Travis Old, welcome to you.
That's a nice intro. Thanks, Lloydy.
We might leave the footy trip conversation for later. Hey, Travis, you know, it's obviously a difficult time. Anytime you get the fixture done, there's always going to be clubs that are happier than others. But how much harder has it been dealing with not just clubs, but dealing with governments and health officials trying to get some sort of fixture up and going?
Yeah, look, it's certainly been a unique situation in the sense that things are changing so much and so often, and so it's always difficult to get a firm footing as to what the regulations and conditions might be in each state, and so we've run a number of versions of the fixture to deal with different scenarios, and it was nice to actually announce the fixture for rounds 2 to 5 today with some level of certainty.
Travis, so you've got the Sunday nights for the next for at least the first 4 weeks when we do kick back off, and Thursday nights at the other end. How long do we think we'll see both those Thursday night and Sunday night fixtures for the remainder of the year?
Yeah, I'm not actually sure, Sam. I think we've got the opportunity for more Thursday nights, and they're very popular from a broadcast perspective. Where we've held back historically is just to get it right from a sort of family-friendly time slot with school holidays and weather and whatnot. And so we don't have that constraint, unfortunately, certainly early on, at least in the fixture. And so I can see us certainly fixturing more Thursday nights. The Sunday 6:05 time slot we trialled in round one. Once again, you probably would be hesitant to do that with crowds, but without them, it works really well from a fan perspective. And so we'll run them the next 4 weeks and see how they go.
Trav, we're having a chat off the top about, you know, we love the fixture, but there's still two games on a Saturday night that start at the same time, 7:40. Is there any way we could get where every game is not crossing over at all? Is there any possibility through the fixture through the next four weeks?
Yeah, it's difficult, Lordy. I mean, certainly it's one of our aims. If you can draw one game out into a Thursday night, that certainly makes it easier. And if you can take a game into a 6:05 p.m. slot on a Sunday, that also helps. So we've gone from probably having, I think, three games crossover each week to having one, which is a pretty good outcome. It'd be difficult to achieve much more than that, and sort of sit within our venue and broadcast and travel constraints.
Well, you need to go to a Wednesday night at all, or another night throughout the period, just to work in with 5 day breaks, 6 day breaks, or anything like that.
No, we don't see that being necessary at the moment. When we were looking at contemplating hubs potentially for the entire competition, we did have to look at games most days or most nights of the week, simply because of venue constraints and having to get those games away. We're even talking about some 4 day breaks. If we continue in this format, then we don't need to do that. And it's certainly the preference of clubs with days breaks and broadcasters to stick to a more traditional Thursday to Sunday fixture format.
You're listening to Sports Day with Sam McClure and Matthew Lloyd. If you're just tuning in, the other voice you're hearing is the fixture boss of the AFL, Travis Old. Travis, the Cats and GMHBA Stadium, if nothing changes with crowd restrictions, will they play all their home games down there?
Yeah, they will, in the sense that they've always campaigned to play more home games down at GMHBA. The thing that stopped us from doing that is just not locking out too many supporters, and so we've avoided sending the big drawing clubs down to Geelong. Given we don't have the constraints around fans attending games, then it makes sense that they can play each of their home games down there. So they'll get 8 or 9 home games, depends on how many home games they end up with, down at GMHBA if everything stays the same.
And will that continue with finals?
Well, we haven't thought that far ahead. That's a good question. We've sort of been very focused on getting this season restarted and this four-week block. And so we'll start to work through some of those things. But certainly the constraint around crowds when it comes to finals is removed. So it's certainly a consideration.
So as a principle, that you know your ideology on the Cats playing finals down there wouldn't change if crowds are not allowed back?
Yeah, well, it's certainly only been crowds that have been the constraint to date. So that would make sense, yeah.
What about football in Tasmania, Trav? Are we expected to see that in the next block of football?
Certainly the two clubs, Hawthorn and North Melbourne, would like to continue to play games in Tasmania. At the moment, we can't just because of the quarantine regulations. But that may change throughout the year. And if it does change, then certainly we'd look to work with those two clubs to fix some games in Tassie, yeah.
What about Darwin, where crowds can have crowds can go and watch the football? Will we see a game there with a crowd at any stage this year?
Lloyd, it's the same. I suppose the same answer with Tasmania. They still have, while they can have crowds, they've still got quarantine requirements. And so, if a team was to go into Northern Territory, they'd have to quarantine for 14 days. So that would mean that they'd have to then have a bye or some sort. I'm not sure how we'd work around that. So things would need to change. But we're open to playing games, certainly in Northern Territory. They've been great supporters, and we plan to play games there prior to pausing the season. So all those opportunities are there. I think that the real benefit of releasing the fixture in small blocks is you can continue to reassess the environment and hopefully take advantage of all those opportunities.
Travis, with crowds, fair to say that a small crowd is better than no crowd, just purely because of the dire circumstances that not just the AFL, but much of the world finds itself in financially, that if you could have one every five, even one every 10 seats later in the year, that would be better than no crowd at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think the two things you focus on when you're constructing a fixture in a more normalised environment is the integrity of the competition and access for fans. And so, you know, that's what makes our game tick over. And if we can find a way somehow during the year to provide access for fans and even in smaller numbers than that, I'm sure clubs would like the opportunity to reward their loyal members by allowing them to attend games.
Trav, what about the blow-up, the phone calls you received? Do you cop it hiding every single time? Like, when did the clubs first receive this? Did they get it today like everyone else, or have they known about this for a day or two?
We generally chat to them a few days out. Yeah. I mean, we communicate with them sort of as we develop the fixture, but then as it gets a bit towards the pointy end, we start to communicate where we've landed. They're a lot more understanding this time, Lordy, than they normally are. I think they've realised that this has been quite a challenging process and a challenging period. So I haven't burst any eardrums yet like I might have done in prior years.
Did you get one from the Saints, who now have zero from their first five games on free-to-air TV?
No, but, you know, we've still got a long part of the season, the fixture. And so if that didn't balance itself out, then understandably we would. But it's hard to judge it against a normalised year when you're just releasing four blocks. But they'll get their time with free-to-air games like every club.
And just the thinking behind why send Richmond, the reigning premiers, to the Gold Coast for at the moment, West Coast only home game away from Perth that's currently been fixtured. I mean, I guess the cynical view would be you would give it to a side that isn't going as well as Richmond and make Richmond travel across the Nullarbor later in the year.
Yeah, we certainly didn't stop that from happening. It's just the way it's fallen. And given that the opportunity did fall, then we thought it'd be a great game to put into one of those prime slots as we start to sort of relaunch the season. And so it's, no doubt Richmond would be pleased playing the Eagles in Queensland rather than playing them at Optus. We just don't know what's ahead of us. So we've got to take what we can get when it presents itself. And if the season pans out that West Coast can head back home sooner rather than later and host some games, then Richmond are probably better for it.
Hey, Trav, it's a really exciting fixture. I think you've done a fantastic job, you and your team, in regards to how great some of the games are. How strategic did you need to be also to finish with a bang as well for the last 4 weeks, with making sure hopefully when we can have some crowds back, there's also some big games to look forward to in the back four games of the year?
Yeah, you need to, Lloyd. That's right. You need to make sure that you spread out the season. You want to start strongly, and we think we've done that, but you also got to be able to finish strongly. And so we've certainly done some work to make sure that, there's enough of those big games to get us through the year. We haven't tried to be too clever in the sense of preparing a fixture on the basis that there may be the opportunity for crowds. It's difficult enough as it is, and so we'll continue to roll it out. If that happens, then certainly we'll look at the matchups and time slots and venues more closely as it relates to crowds.
Travis, I know it's been a busy day for you. You've been doing media absolutely everywhere and dealing with the 18 clubs on the phone as well. Appreciate you jumping on, and I think we're all pumped for round two.
Thanks, guys, and thanks for having me.
Travis Old there, the fixture boss of the AFL. That was all for APCO. Win a huge 4K TV with Team APCO. Top fan on now at APCO service stations. This is Sports Day for Kia, Australia's best 7-year factory warranty, and Red Energy. Matthew Lloyd and I will be back after this.